ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today on this auspicious day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, I would like to talk about some verses that come to my mind. One verse is Agyanat atava gyanat utama shloka namayat sankirtitam agham pungso dahed edo yathanalaha. As fire burns dry grass into ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful life. So, some or other, all of us, we got caught in the material world by the illusory energy of the Lord. And in this network of material existence, it is not possible to escape this network of material existence. It's not possible by one's own strength, because we are small, tiny. Maya is very great. Krishna expresses this in Bhagavad Gita. Daivisha guna maima mamaya dratyaya. My energy is very difficult to overcome. But Krishna is very kind in this age. He has come as Lord Chaitanya, and he has brought the medicine. Just like somebody is sick, he needs to take medicine. And if he takes that medicine very carefully, then that medicine will act. And so, nothing is more Nothing is more of an obstacle in this material world than desire for sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada said one time, there is no deadlier disease in this material world than the desire for sense gratification. Forgiveness, compassion, piety, and truth are the actual nectar of human life. He said, if you seek to liberate your soul, turn your back on material desires as you would on poison. So naturally, the position of every living being in this material world is that he came here to enjoy his senses, his mind, the material energy. And the conditioning is very strong. So much so that it is almost impossible to overcome the shackles of material existence, particularly in this age of Kali, Kalu Sudra Sambhavan. It is stated that everyone in this age is practically speaking a Sudra. So therefore, the special dispense is given in this age that has been disseminated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya in the chanting of the holy name. There are so many different types of spirituality on this planet. So many different types of religiosity. But we feel very sorry to observe then in generally the chanting of the holy name of God is not going on. And so we can understand that those who can chant Krishna's name, who can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare, are particularly fortunate. One time we walked with Srila Prabhupada and he told us, it was under the Eiffel Tower in Paris, that I've created you good fortune. That good fortune is the holy name which, as it's stated in this verse, burns to ashes, dry grass, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, without fail, all reactions to one's sinful life. Lives, so many lives. And that's a special benediction in this age, because Lord Krishna knows that the living entity in this age is very much conditioned, is very much, this is a leftover. We have to understand Satya Yuga, most people who are sane, they're left already. In Treta Yuga, people left. Dwarapa Yuga, people left. This is a leftover, just like when you, after the Sunday feast, whatever is left over, that is practically speaking the situation of Kali Yuga. People have eaten, everybody has taken a feast. We are the leftovers of the previous ages. We have not gone back, everybody else has gone back, and we are still here. It's not a great position to live in Kali Yuga. But the Lord understands that. It's a situation is difficult, and therefore he has given this special mercy in form of the chanting of the holy name, which burns to ashes, as it is stated in this verse, all the reactions to one's life. Tava katamrita tapta jivanam. This is a famous verse spoken by the gopis. Kavibir iritam kalma shapaham. Shravana mangalam srimad atatam buvigrinante ye buridana jaha. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sin. Whoever hears these narrations, or in fact the holy name, attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with transcendental power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. One time, Srila Prabhupada in London, called the Sankirtan devotees together, those devotees who were distributing books under often extremely difficult circumstances. Minus 20 degree in Russia, I heard minus 60 degree. If you spit, it freezes before it hits the ground. It is, so you cannot touch a car, your hand will freeze immediately to the car. If you take the hand off, the skin is on the car and the raw flesh is on your hand. I remember we used to take showers in winter. The only water tap that was going was in cemeteries. We used to collect water from the cemetery and between the graves in winter, in snow, we would take our shower. And one time, I remember the police came. All of a sudden, they said, "Who's there?" And then we said, "Hare Krishna." I said, "Okay." Because they knew only Hare Krishnas could do such a thing. To take a shower in a cemetery in the middle of winter. So under all kinds of very difficult circumstances, the devotees have distributed the names of Krishna. And Prabhupada said, that is the essence. He's asking, one time in London, this question to the Sangitan devotees. What is the most essential verse? And two of us answered, Yada Dekata Ka Krishna Padesh. This is an instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to Koma Brahmana. We were hearing about Koma Brahmana just before. Wherever you go, you chant the holy name of Krishna. You distribute the holy name of Krishna. Because the holy name of Krishna is so merciful that anybody who hears the name, anybody who chants the name, anybody who distributes the name, anybody who chants japa, anybody, even if he falls from the ladder and he chants Hare Krishna, even accidentally, as it is stated, knowingly or unknowingly, he's making progress in spiritual life. In the discussion between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, the question was raised. The Lord himself raised this question to Haridas. How do people come to piety? How do they come to Sukriti? And Haridas Thakur said, by Agyata Sukriti, by unknowingly performed devotional service. And so, people sometimes jokingly, or even in an aggressive mood, or for some other reason, chant the holy name of Krishna. And even they, their Agyata Sukriti is turned to Sukriti. And in due course of time, they will be saved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has come because he knew nothing else will deliver the souls in this age but special mercy, not ordinary mercy. People are incapable. There's lust, there's anger, there's greed, there's madness, there's illusion, there's envy in everyone's heart. And so with these six enemies of the soul, to turn to Krishna is not easy. And so therefore Krishna has given us the medicine in form of chanting the holy name. Holy name is as powerful as Krishna himself, non-different from Krishna. As we have heard, Kalinama Rupa Krishna Avatar. The avatar, the form of Krishna, that descends in this age is a chanting. So when we chant, we are with Krishna in the same room. We have the opportunity in the morning when we chant our japa to be with Krishna. Who has this exclusive opportunity that we can be with Krishna for an hour, for two, for three? As long as we desire, we can be in Krishna's association. And just like the sun is purifying the ground, even if the ground is full of filth, the sun will purify it. So in the same way, by associating with Krishna through his holy name, the suffering soul, the soul which is suffering in this age of false ego, full of material desires, becomes gradually purified. Srila Prabhupada told us that it is a gradual process of purification. So powerful, as it is stated, Namno hiya vatsakshi, papa niharani, hare, tavatkartum nasaknoti, patakam pataki naraha. More sinful reactions are counteracted than one is able to commit in one lifetime by chanting the holy name even once. Imagine, even if somebody seriously chants the holy name, even only once, it says in Brihad Vishnu Purana, more sins are forgiven than he is able to commit in one lifetime. It is a fundamental religious principle in this age of Kali to chant the name of Krishna, the essence. Sanatana Dharma in this age means to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpa Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, is attained immediately in Kali Yuga simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Whether it's jokingly or seriously, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is a doubtless and fearless way of success and to become free from all material desires. By those who are desirous to become free from material enjoyment as well as by those who desire material enjoyment. Even those who desire material enjoyment. Just like the story of the prostitute who approached Haridas Thakur. She was desirous of sense gratification. She wanted to enjoy, but simply by hearing the sound vibration from the lips of a pure devotee, she became purified. So even if one is desirous for sense gratification, even if one has material desires, these material desires, there's one verse where it is explained, just like seeds, once fried in ghee, cannot sprout again. So in the same way, even if they're unmanifested seeds, they may not even be manifested, unmanifested seeds in the heart. Even they cannot sprout. What to speak of manifested material desires? They become destroyed by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That's why it is the medicine in this age, which is full of power. And Prabhupada wanted us to distribute this message everywhere. That's why he said the most important verses, Yanade Kataka, Krishna Upadesh. Distribute this knowledge everywhere, to everyone, this chanting of the holy name, so that people become purified from their material conditioning. The more we chant, the more our heart becomes purified. Little chanting brings about a little result. More chanting brings a bigger result. The more we chant, the more Krishna comes to us. He becomes visible. Normally Krishna is not visible. Naham prakasha savasya yogamaya samavritaha. Mudoyam nabijanati. Fools cannot see me. Why is that? Yoga maya samavritaha, because they're bewildered by maya. So as long as we are bewildered by maya, we cannot see Krishna. He's invisible. Although he's everywhere and can be seen and perceived everywhere, he's not visible by the conditioned soul. They're conditioned not to see him. They have this cataract. We are going to the eye camp in Varshana to remove the cataract. And after the cataract is removed, people can actually see. So in the same way, in this age, people have this cataract of sinful desires. And due to sinful desires, they're not able to see Krishna. But by the process of chanting the holy name, this cataract is removed. It may take some time, and it will take some time. But in due course of time, as we keep on chanting the holy name of Krishna, the cataract is removed. One is purified by the sun of the holy name. Krishna, Surya Sama. Krishna is like the sunshine, and so is the holy name. Maya Haya Andhakar. And Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there is no question of darkness. So therefore it is essential that we chant this holy name and that we distribute this holy name far and wide via kirtan, via lecturing, via speaking, or via the big Midranga, as Srila Prabhupada called it, Bhaktisiddhanta called it, the big Midranga, by book distribution. These books go far and wide. And even the most unlikely people may get this book. There's a lot of discussion in India about conversions from one religion into the other. We don't have to be worried by that. We don't have to be agitated by that. Because by the end of the day, you may change people from one religion into the other. It doesn't make a difference. Before he was a Karmi, and after that he's a Karmi. What is required is a change of heart. What required is that a person achieves love of God. What required is that a person becomes purified. Unless he becomes purified, what is the use of rubber stamping people belonging to this religion or that religion? The world is full of people who commit themselves to this religion or that religion, but is their heart purified? Are they actually having a change of heart? Are they actually turning to God, to Krishna, seriously? Is purification taking place? That is the point. And so, by book distribution, we are distributing these books everywhere, and by chanting, our message goes everywhere. And a sincere soul will find Krishna. If somebody is sincere, he finds Krishna. And if somebody is not sincere, he will find not. Everyone reaps what he sows. Somebody doesn't come to Krishna consciousness. Somebody doesn't receive the holy name of Krishna. Somebody doesn't come to Lord Chaitanya. That's his misfortune. We give the opportunity to everybody. We distribute these books far and wide. But it's up to the people to take the book. It is up to the people to take to the holy name. It is up to the people to chant the holy name. It's not up to us. And those who are ready for it, they will take it. And those who are not ready for it, no matter what we do, it's not in their hands. They'll not be able to perceive the message, to receive the message because of sinfulness, because of karma. So our duty is therefore to give as many people in this world this opportunity. This was Lord Chaitanya's mission, to give this opportunity of chanting the holy name of Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, to as many people as possible in this world. And in this way, by distributing Krishna consciousness to others, distributing Krishna consciousness in our own hearts. Let this chanting of Krishna's name go everywhere. Let these books of Krishna conscious information, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, go everywhere. We don't have to worry about the future of the Hare Krishna movement. The decision is already made in the spiritual world. As Lord Nityananda was predicting, Priti Viti Achyati Nagarari Grama, the decision is already made that the holy name of Krishna will go everywhere and that sincere souls all over the world will take to the chanting of the holy name. Not everybody will take to it. Srila Prabhupada said there will be demons. They will not take to the holy name. But in due course of time, the forces of light will dissipate the darkness of ignorance. And gradually, gradually, the world will become Krishna conscious. Not by conversion with a sword, not by conversion at gunpoint, not by conversion with bags of rice. That will not do. By conversion of the heart. The heart has to be converted from lust to love, from selfishness to selflessness. And everybody of us has to do this for himself. One time, there's a nice story I tend to tell. There was one man who was watching television, and he was disturbed by his son. So he ripped out of a magazine a world map, and he cut it into pieces like a puzzle, and he gave it to his son with a piece of scotch tape and said, "You glue the world together." And he was hoping that the son would be busy for 2-3 hours. So the son came back after 5 minutes and said, "Dad, here's the world map." So the father was surprised. He said, "How do you know how the world looks like?" He was just a little boy. So the little boy said, "Dad, Peter, on the back of the map there was a man. And if you get the man together, then you get the world together." And the father said, "That is a fact. That is a fact. If you get the man together, you get the world together." And so our preaching can't be just pracha. It has to also be acha. We have to get the world together by getting ourselves together. If we get ourselves together, then automatically the holy name will go everywhere. But unless we get ourselves together, it will take time. People are waiting, when will the age of Lord Chaitanya start? It is up to us. Krishna can do miracles. From one moment to another, one man could come into this temple, a blind man, and said, "I can see, I can see." The message will spread all over Bombay. Hundreds of people, blind people will come, and "I can see as well." There will be a traffic jam, complete traffic jam over Bombay. Everybody wants to go here to be able to see the miracle that people can see. This has happened in history many times. So Krishna can do anything he wants. He can do all the miracles he wants to bring people to Krishna consciousness, but we have to be ready to receive these people. We have to be ready for it. So, in that sense, the Hare Krishna movement can only spread to the degree we are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement by having spread the Hare Krishna movement in our own life, in our own heart. To that degree, we are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement in our own heart. We are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement to the world. Krishna Shakti Vinana Ta Pravartana. Unless one is empowered, one cannot spread the holy name. And we are empowered to that degree that there's purity. That's why Srila Prabhupada had this formula that he said, purity is a force. From impurity to impurity, Srila Prabhupada said one time when he painted the logo of ISKCON in form of a lotus. He painted this lotus, some of you will know this old lotus Prabhupada painted. He put ISKCON inside. And devotees ask him, "Why do you use a lotus?" And Prabhupada said, "From impurity to purity." That is the lotus. It comes out of the muck, out of impure sand, but it rises beautifully. So in the same way, he said ISKCON, from impurity to purity. Gradually, gradually, people will join and become purified by being members of this society and chanting the holy name of Krishna, associating with devotees, taking prasadam, hearing Bhagavatam, going to Govardhan, going to Vrindavan, taking bath in Ganga, Yamuna. We become purified and strong. And as such, we'll be able to distribute and give pleasure to Krishna Chaitanya. Because he wants to see that the fallen souls in this age are saved. Krishna goes with everybody in the material world. He never leaves us. In the spiritual world, everybody has Krishna for himself, as exemplified in the rasa dance in Vrindavan. Everybody is associating with Krishna. So even in the material world, we are associating with Krishna at every moment. Krishna is in our heart. And without Krishna, we cannot even speak. Savasya chamridi sannivishto. Matasmitya gyanam ponamcha. We cannot remember anything. We don't know anything. We cannot even lift our hand without Krishna. So he goes with us into this faraway land of the material world, always with us at every moment. We are guests here in this world. People may leave us. We may be disappointed by people, and we will. No doubt about us. Even those we find that love us ultimately will leave us alone, will have to leave us alone when we leave this body, when we are alone. Not alone when we are with Krishna. So the Lord is so kind that he goes with every living entity in the form of a water buffalo in the water. The buffalo stands in the water, the cow stands outside in the form of a cow. Wherever, whatever form we may take, as a tree, as a bird, Lord goes with us. And he wonders, he asks this question to us, when are you finished with all that? When will you turn towards me? When will you come? When will you make an effort to leave things behind? What do you want? To stay in the material world? What is the use? When do you come? So Krishna has been waiting for so long. His patience is extremely long. He has been waiting for us since time immemorial. And so here's the opportunity to turn back to him, to go back to Krishna, even this very lifetime, by taking his mercy that has come to us in the form of the holy name, in the form of the Vaishnavas, in the form of prasadam, in the form of the deities. All over the world, we have beautiful deities in the form of temples, in the form of a society. Srila Prabhupada has created an organized attempt for us to live and to distribute the holy name in form of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is pure mercy. This society is pure mercy. It is meant to give mercy. And it is meant to purify and support those who work within the society. It's Krishna's special mercy in this age of Kali, is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna has given us a society, and we should maintain this society very nicely. We should understand that anybody who comes to this society, anybody who comes to this door, he's very special to Krishna. And we should treat him as such. He's important. There are millions of people who don't come through this door. But those who come to this door, Bhagyavan Jiva, they're fortunate souls. They've gone all over the universe. Brahmana Brahmini Kuna, Bhagyavan Jiva. But they're fortunate souls. And we should extend our love and our care to those souls that come. And to those who have not come yet. Because there are plenty of those. There are plenty of those who don't want to come. But there are plenty of people who are right now in anxiety, don't know what to do with their life, trying to find God, trying to find a way out of their difficult situations, asking questions. It is not that we are making devotees, we just have to find the devotees. The devotees are already out there. We just have to find them. And if we don't find them, then it's our fault. We have to extend this mercy. Anybody who extends this mercy of Krishna to others, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is very dear to me. No one is more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So we should use our life as such to distribute this mercy everywhere. That is ISKCON. An international attempt, an international society of devotees who preach and distribute the holy name of the Lord, who chant japa, who purify their existence and try to purify this planet, which is full of destructive ideas, full of destructive concepts, full of destructive philosophies, and full of destructive even religiosity, sectarianism. Nothing is more pure than Krishna's name. And nothing can ultimately hold Krishna's name back from being successful. Wherever there's Krishna and wherever there's Arjuna, there's certainly victory, morality, and strength. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna. So Prabhupada was confident that this movement will go all over the world. He was confident that his books will be there in thousands of years. He was confident that simply distributing Krishna consciousness seriously, this world will change. It will take some time. And it seems to be that it has to get worse before it's getting better. But by the end of the day, if we sincerely practice Krishna consciousness and distribute Krishna consciousness, this movement will be very successful. We will be successful. And the world will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Nitai Gaur Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nittai go la di bo la di bo la di bo Nittai go la di bo.
The Prabhupada ki. I wanted to apologize that I spoke before Chandramouli Maharaj. It was made like that. I didn't want to do it, really. He escaped. So, Hare Krishna.
So, we are honoring, celebrating the divine appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have heard many different pastimes and activities of the Lord over the days, the last few days. Lord Chaitanya, he came to reach everyone. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is not limited. It's unlimited in the sense that it's like the sun. The sun is available for everyone. Prabhupada used to say that if you have good intelligence and you have big brain, then you can use that in a very positive way. People have intelligence, but the term in the scripture that is used for misuse intelligence is duskritin. That means one who has good intelligence, but it's misdirected. Or it's used in the wrong way, and therefore it becomes, what we say, destructive. Therefore, the acharyas, especially His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, encourages those who have such intelligence to try to understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are for the materialists who have such, because they like to use their intelligence to try to understand more and more things. So he says, just try to direct it by trying to understand how merciful Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is. And the conclusion is, or the understanding is, that you can never understand. No matter how great your intelligence or how qualified you are, how much merciful Lord Chaitanya is. This morning during the kirtans, we broke for a drama, the favorite drama of all the devotees, the Lord showing mercy to the most fallen, to Jagai and to Madai, two very sinful, very, how we say, degraded persons. And there was no sin. It's explained by Chitragupta, who was the secretary of Yamaraj, that there was no sin that Chagai and Madai didn't commit. And they were committing sins so fast that it could not even be recorded. In fact, when Yamaraj wanted a report of their sinful activities, when the report was given, which was incomplete, they had committed more sins during the time that the report was given. So no one could, as Lord Chaitanya's mercy was unlimited, Jagai and Madai's sins were unlimited also. So degraded. So Lord Nityananda wanted to glorify Lord Chaitanya and show the world just how great Lord Chaitanya's mercy is and how available it is to everyone. In this particular story, in pastime, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj writes something interesting in his commentary in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he describes the meaning or the feature of this particular pastime as it is relevant to us. He says this story of Lord Chaitanya saving these two most fallen souls is not a story in the scriptures. It's not. And he says it's not just a historical pastime, something out of history that we hear about. He said it's the feature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy that's going on today. It's the feature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy that's going on today. What is the qualification for getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Srila Prabhupada mentions that actually this movement is for the most fallen. Although one's giving the highest philosophical and spiritual teachings that are possibly available in all the Vedic literatures, the essence of all Vedic literatures, which is Prema Pumartha Maha, pure love of God, in the highest aspects of that realm of existence, Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the most intimate leelas with Krishna and his most intimate associates, the damsels of Vrindavan, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radharani's mood, but Krishna in the mood of Radharani, and many of his associates were manjaris and gopis. Still, although he's giving, Prabhupada said, this movement is for the most fallen. The most fallen. Third class, fourth class, even below that. And we see how people who are of that character and of that lifestyle are getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Just recently I came across one situation. The devotees were preaching in one prison in Tamil Nadu. And during the preaching, people were coming to the classes, and one former Muslim terrorist, he became interested in Krishna consciousness. Now, how far away from the ideal is that? Someone who was, a terrorist. Prabhupada was giving a very, very long lecture one time and describing what is the nature of the living beings in this material world. And sometimes when Prabhupada would get on a subject, he would just go so deep into this subject and just talk about every aspect. So he was just speaking that in this age, everyone is cats and dogs. Hogs, camels, dogs, asses. Everyone has the mentality of, lower than human being. And this is the nature. And he was describing the activities that fit these species and showing clearly how it connects with today's so-called modern society. And Prabhupada was just going on and on and on. And just cats and dogs, that's all. And finally, someone said to Prabhupada, well, what about nowadays we hear about terrorists. This was when back in the 70s, so it was just becoming more or less beginning. Terrorism was starting to beginning, at least in the news more. And some devotees said, well, what about a terrorist? Where do they fit in? Prabhupada said, just a bigger animal, that's all. There are so many animals, just like in the jungle, Prabhupada said, there's so many beasts. So there's a lion also. He's the king of he's the king of the beasts. So in that way, Prabhupada connected it to terrorism. So this one person is a picture. And he's receiving a Bhagavad Gita from our leading preacher in Tamil Nadu prison in a ceremony. And he's getting a Bhagavad Gita. And he's chanting also. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This is Lord Chaitanya's mercy being distributed by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in such a way that the mercy becomes, what we say, readily available or easily acceptable. That's why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Of course, we heard so many leelas of his. But he wanted to reach a certain class of people that were unreachable. the Mayavadi sannyasis, and others who didn't respect him when he came to deliver the message of Krishna consciousness. They were finding fault with him. They were criticizing him. They were not taking his message seriously. Lord Chaitanya was very much concerned. Why? I've come with the medicine to decrease the disease, and I can see the disease is getting worse. So when he spoke like that, of course he didn't reveal his actual intention to take sannyas at that time. But when he spoke like that, none of his devotees could understand what he was saying except one person. And that was Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Nityananda heard that, he just went into a state of complete unhappiness. He could understand he's going to take sannyas. And what did he do? What did Lord Nityananda do? He went to a lonely place, he sat down and cried. That's all he did. He just cried and cried and cried and cried, knowing how it would break the hearts of all of the devotees, especially Sachi Devi, his wife Vishnupriya, such a young girl, 15 years old, 14 or 15 years old, newly married, such prestige within society, loved by everyone. Still, he gave all that up just to show compassion to as many as he could in that way to preach in that way and to set an example and to preach. Lord Chaitanya we heard from Srila Radhanath Maharaj how much Lord Chaitanya loved his devotees. How much he loved his devotees. In the house of Srivas Thakur, every night they would have that kirtan. And only certain devotees could come for that kirtan, those who had, when we say, who could go deeper into the mellows of the deep devotion that Lord Chaitanya would exhibit when he would dance in kirtan, exhibiting certain ecstasies. Only certain people were allowed to come into that kirtan. And one night, when the kirtan just began, there was some crying in the house. And Srivas Thakur, he was concerned, so he went into the other room and he heard the ladies, even his wife and others, were crying. They were lamenting. And he asked, "What happened?" They said, "Your son has just died." And his son was 4 years old. Srivas Thakur just stopped for a minute and said, "Please don't cry so loud. You'll disturb Lord Chaitanya's dancing. You disturb his ecstasy, please." He was concerned that Lord Chaitanya was not disturbed in his ecstasy. And so, it became quieter, and they were mourning quietly. And kirtan went on, and went on, and went on. And then about 7.5 hours later, just about the time when, just before the sun came up, when Lord Chaitanya would stop his dancing and the kirtan, he all of a sudden just stopped and he looked around and he said, "There's something unhappy here. There's some calamity here. Something is wrong." And someone said, "Srivas Thakur's son died." He turned to Srivas. He said, "Why didn't you tell me?" Srivas said, "I didn't want to disturb your dancing. I didn't want to disturb your ecstasy." He said, "Take me to your son." He went there and the boy was laying in the bed. They were surrounded by relatives. The Lord Chaitanya came up to the boy. He put his hand on his chest. And he said, "My dear boy, why have you left?" The boy got up. He started to speak. Everybody was so happy. Everyone was surprised to see this boy who had apparently left his body come back to life. And the boy spoke. He said, "I'm your eternal servant. And my time within this body is up. So according to your will, I'm going elsewhere." And when everyone heard the boy speak such transcendental knowledge, everyone just felt satisfied. And Lord Chaitanya smiled And the boy lay down again, and he was gone. Lord Chaitanya, after that happened, he just was just so overwhelmed with love for Srivas Thakur and his whole family. He started to speak. He said, how can I leave Srivas? How can I leave such a person? How can I ever be separated from such a person? And he was just calling out with great feeling towards Srivas. And the devotees were thinking, what is he talking about? Every day he sees Srivas. Every night he's having kirtan in the house. What is he talking about leaving? But this was the first indication that Lord Chaitanya gave that it was time to move to the sannyas order. But that story is an exhibition of how much Lord Chaitanya loved his devotees and how much the devotees loved him. Srila Radhanath Maharaj has been bringing this point out over and over by Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. How hard it was for him to leave. How difficult. As Maharaj said earlier, it was easier for Lord Chaitanya to give up his life. And he was speaking from his heart. He wasn't just saying such things. Sometimes things are said without complete, what we say, conviction. But when Lord Chaitanya was speaking, it was easier to give up his life than give up his devotees. He was expressing what was actually in his heart. But yet he did that, to show compassion to others, to the fallen conditioned souls. In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, there are so many, many philosophical and spiritual principles that we can learn by hearing Gaur Leela, by reading Gaur Leela, and by repeating Gaur Leela. We learn so much about what are the principles of true bhakti. Lord Chaitanya was having kirtan with his devotees. This was later on in his leela. The kirtan was going on and on and on and on and on. This was in Jagannath Puri. I believe it was in the Gambira area. I was going on and on and on. The kirtan was just going on, and Lord Chaitanya was in such ecstasy, and the devotees were going on and on and on. Finally, Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, you know, you can go on and chant and chant and chant and dance, and this is your ecstasy, but the devotees are getting tired. Give them a break. So Lord Chaitanya stopped. And so also Lord Chaitanya, and he went towards his room in the Gambira. But he was so tired that he didn't get all the way into the room. He stopped right by the door and he sat in the door with his legs across the door, blocking the doorway. Now it was his servant, Govinda, would come and massage him just before his taking of prasad. So he would come and he wanted to get into the room to massage the legs of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya was sitting in the doorway where he couldn't get in. So he said to the Lord, please move so I can come in. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm too tired. So he didn't know what to do. He said, my dear Lord, could you just please move a little bit so I can just get into the room? Because it is offense to step over, especially the Lord, but anyone, if one steps over another body, because the soul exists within the body, so that is an actually offense. We should also remember this in our, what we say, close dealings with each other, sometimes not to step over, because it is a transgression of proper etiquette and it's offensive to that person. So Govinda asked again, please move. The Lord said, do what your mind tells you to do. I'm too tired. So Govinda stepped over, the Lord. Went in, and the Lord was there, and he was very tired, and he was getting the massage, and Govinda was doing his massage. And then Lord Chaitanya fell asleep. And about 45 minutes later, he woke up. And then he looked, and he saw Govinda was still in the room, sitting there. He said to Govinda, "What about your prasadam? Why didn't you take your prasadam? It's past your prasadam time. Why are you still here?" Govinda said, "You're in the doorway. I can't get out." Lord said, "How did you get in?" Govinda didn't say anything. He was thinking, for your service, I can do this. For my own personal needs, I can't do this. So this principle is somewhat a principle that we should try to understand, that for the Krishna service, we can do what is required. And we should do what is required. Even at the risk, sometimes, of it's not always easy, or what we say, understandable, that when we do our service, sometimes it's difficult. Just like preaching. Preaching means taking a risk. And sometimes in association with materialistic persons, you also become somewhat contaminated, if you allow it to happen. But it can happen. Just like Srila Prabhupada said. No, he was asked a question. Prabhupada was asked a question by Hridayananda Maharaj. And he asked him, "What should a sannyasi be very careful with when going out to preach? What is the danger of sannyas?" Something to that effect. In other words, how is a sannyasi considered fallen? And Prabhupada said, when you're out there preaching and you go to someone's house and they have a beautiful house and they have a very lovely wife and you're thinking, gee, if I didn't take sannyas, I could have had all this. He said, then you're not fit for sannyas. In other words, you don't look back. You don't look back. So in doing our service, sometimes it's dangerous. But for the sake of pushing on Krishna consciousness, we take that risk. Just like distributing books or any service. Sometimes we have to sometimes go with less sleep, or sometimes miss prasadam, or sometimes deal with difficult situations. But still, for the sake of the Lord, we will do that. We will be not only do it, but do it enthusiastically. But when it comes to our personal needs, that we just depend on Krishna. We just depend on Krishna. And Krishna's mercy always comes. We don't have to make separate endeavors. Just like Lord Chaitanya said, "Hey, Srivas, you know, Srivas, you're a householder. You got a big family. And you don't work. You don't have any employment. How do you make your money? How do you eat? How do you maintain your family?" Srivas went. That's what he did. Just three times. Only three times. Three has a special meaning. Just three times. So Lord Chaitanya said, "What this?" What does that mean? And Srivas said, "Well, one day, if the Lord doesn't feed me, 2 days, if the Lord doesn't take care of me and my family, And 3 days, if the Lord neglects us, then I drown myself in the Ganga. Lord Chaitanya roared. Srinivas! He said, you have understood. Even if the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has to go around begging with a begging bowl, there will always be food in your house. He understood that simply by surrendering to the Lord takes care of him. Now, unless you're on the level of Srivas, you should be very, careful in understanding this application in your own life. If you have that faith, it works. If you don't have that faith, it won't work. The faith itself makes it work. If we have that faith, then the Lord will... And that faith has to be coupled, of course, with our own surrender. So the Lord Chaitanya taught, and one who depends on the Lord in all situations is actually getting the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he didn't like the devotees to see him like that or to glorify him. One day, Advaitacharya became so enthusiastic, and he was like the leader of the Vaishnavas. And so he gathered all the devotees together and he said, we're going to have Gaur Kirtan. We're going to chant Gauranga. So they were chanting, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Gauranga, 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 Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Gauranga, 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 Advaita had to keep encouraging him because they kept slipping in their kirtan because they knew Lord Chaitanya didn't like his name being chanted. So Lord Chaitanya was there and from a distance, he heard this kirtan. He said, oh, kirtan. So he started heading towards the kirtan and he got closer and he's thinking, what is this? They're not chanting Krishna's name. What are they chanting? So he just looked. And then when Advaita saw that Lord Chaitanya was there, the devotees actually became a little less enthusiastic. And Advaita was going, come on, chant more, chant more, chant more. And he was really encouraging. And devotees didn't know what to do because Lord Chaitanya was looking and Advaita was saying, come on, chant, chant, Gauranga, Gauranga. So finally, Lord Chaitanya just turned around and he walked away. He went back to his room. He just lay down and went to sleep. A little later, Srivas Thakur came. And Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas, Srivas, why don't the devotees chant Krishna's name? Why are they chanting? What are they chanting? Why don't they chant Krishna's name? We're supposed to chant Krishna's name. We're devotees of Krishna. We should chant Krishna's name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Srivas went like this with his hand, holding it up like this. So Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing? And Srivas said, I'm blocking the sun with my hand. He said, you can't do that. Similarly, You can't hide yourself from us. You can't hide yourself from us. And so Lord Chaitanya, although he was very adamant about being glorified, still the devotees, out of their natural love, would many times express their deep felt sentiment to wanting to glorify the Lord in so many ways. Murari Gupta, he was a physician. Before he was a physician, actually, he was a teacher. He used to teach school. He had his own teaching, but he wasn't teaching devotional service. He was teaching all kinds of philosophical teachings. In fact, he was teaching a little bit about karma, gyan, other things. He would teach different aspects of spiritual life. So Lord Chaitanya was actually a little boy. He was only about 5 years old at this time. He was still running around, causing mischief. And one day Murari was walking with his students, and he was speaking to his students. And Lord Chaitanya, little Nimai, was walking behind him. And Murari had a funny walk. And so Lord Nimai was imitating his walk. And then every time Murari would speak, Nimai would mock him by saying the same thing. He would say something and Nimai would say the same thing in a funny way. And this would go on. Finally, Murari turned around and said, "What are you doing, Nimai? You're just causing trouble. You're always mischievous. Go home and do something." Nimai said, "Later on, I'm going to teach you a lesson." And he left. He ran away. So later on that night, Murari went home. His wife prepared lunch, or actually it was supper, and he was sitting down to eat. And while he was sitting, he was absorbed in his taking prasadam. Nimai walked into the door quietly. And he went walking up to Murari's plate while Murari was eating, and he did something that not normally you do when you come into someone's house, especially while they're eating. He passed urine right on his plate, right in the middle of the rice. And Murari, "What are you doing?" "Nimai, go home." Nimai said, "Bhakti is pure, but when you mix it with karma and gyan," and then he ran away. So rice is very nice, but if you mix it with something like what Lord Chaitanya mixed it with, of course Lord Chaitanya's urine is very nice. It's transcendental. But the point is, that's another point. The point is that bhakti, pure bhakti, is really bhakti. Ayabilasita sunya jnana karma navritam anukulena krishna silanam bhakta uttamam. Srila Rupa Goswami explains, what is pure bhakti? That one renders devotional service without desire for any gain, either through futile activities or through philosophical speculations, but it has to be for Krishna with a desire to please Krishna. This is bhakti. Many times we do our devotional service for Krishna, but the question is, or the question may come, is our intention to please Krishna by that activity? And that makes it bhakti, when we have the intention to please the Lord. So bhakti, that is the definition of pure devotional service. There are so many kinds of devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam explains there are 81 wrong ways to do devotional service. There's one right way. These are 81, and it's not like it's wrong, it's just not pure. It's mixed with other aspects. There are 9 processes of devotional service. three modes of material nature. 3 times 9, 9 times 9 is 81. So there are 81, what we say, ways to engage in devotional service that is not what we say. Just like if you are pujari and you're doing the arti, and you're thinking, I do this arti so nice. Just see how nice I'm twirling this incense. And so just, I have such artistic. And so, you know, you're thinking, what is that? It's some show. That's on. That's something else. Or you're thinking, I'm doing this arti. 25 minutes finished. Have to finish in 25 minutes, okay? So I should just make sure I just finish on time. And that's the idea. Finish on time. That's all. Not thinking of the object of the offering or the mood of the offering. So there's someone who's looking at it will think, oh, that's such a nice arti. But what is the consciousness? What is the consciousness like that? So in doing our devotional service, well, those two things, it's for Krishna, or for Krishna's representative, the pure devotee, who offers it to Krishna, and with an intention to please the Lord. It takes practice. Bhakti is practice. Srila Prabhupada says, you practice. You want to be good at something? Practice. Practice, practice, practice. And the thing about devotional service is your success is your determination, not your qualifications. Your success is your determination. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam from the fourth canto, he describes what is the difference between what makes devotional service easy and what makes the devotional service difficult. And what do you think he says? What's the difference? One word. Determination. That's all. One is determined, it's easy. If one is not determined, it's very difficult. And then again, what destroys determination? Or what interferes with our determination? Our desire for sense gratification. So as we give up sense gratification, we can become more and more determined. But still, one should become determined. And one should associate with those who are so determined. Because by associating with those who are determined, one becomes determined also. So we should have determination for the process of devotional service. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're celebrating his appearance day today. So today we concentrate our consciousness for the whole day. As Radhanath Maharaj said, there's nothing else to do today. Really, don't worry about, forget about emails, forget about the arguments you had with everybody that are still going. forget about everything and just absorb your day, your consciousness today, especially today, every day, but today especially, and just hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Chat rounds, hear the lectures, offer prayers to the Lord, speak about the Lord, just absorb oneself in this mood of devotion. And then we get a taste. That taste is sweet because Lord Chaitanya has made it so sweet. He's made it so sweet. That the hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and especially Gaur Lila, it's so sweet. As Radhanath Maharaj said, Lord Gaur Lila is Krishna Lila. Just like in New Vrindavan, there's Prabhupada's palace. I don't think too many of you have been to New Vrindavan and Prabhupada's palace. I know a few of you have, but not so many that travel. But on the ceiling of Prabhupada's palace, there are two huge paintings. They were painted on canvas, and they're put up. One is just these two huge paintings. One is Krishna doing Rasa dance with all his gopis. And the other one is Lord Chaitanya in Kirtan with his associates. And it was explained to us that there's no difference between these two paintings. That Lord Chaitanya with his associates performing Kirtan is actually Krishna performing the Rasa dance. That mood. So Lord Chaitanya has given us the highest, Harinam Sankirtan, to chant, to dance in association with wonderful devotees, wonderful people, to take Krishna prasadam, to purify our consciousness. And as Prabhupada says, Taktva Dehom Purna Janmani Naiti Mameti Sorjana, go back home, back to Godhead. We should want to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, not very many people want to go back to Godhead, just a few. We still think that there's some happiness in this material world. Although I haven't experienced it yet, I still have hope that I will. There's still some happiness that everyone else has failed, but I will succeed, right? That's basically what you're saying when you're still trying to find happiness in this material world. Krishna says it, and he says it over and over again. It's a place of suffering, and everything is temporary. Even the little happiness you may find, which is simply a relief from suffering, that happiness is also temporary. So therefore, because it's temporary, it is also another form of suffering. Just like if you like something and you like it a lot and you really like it and you just fall in love with it, but then you think, I'm going to lose it. The more you become, what we say, absorbed in something that is pleasurable, the greater the pain that happens when you lose it. So that is the nature of this world. So we're looking for happiness. We're looking for Ananda, Sri Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.